So have you read it? The first chapter of the long-awaited prequel to Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. It's out. It was published online just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. I've got to say, I was melting down those websites as I was downloading that first chapter. It's called Go Set a Watchman. Here's a taste, read by US actress Reese Witherspoon.
Since Atlanta, she had looked out the dining car window with a delight almost physical. Over her breakfast coffee, she watched the last of Georgia's hills recede and the red earth appear. And with it, 10 roofed houses set in the middle of swept yards. And in the yards, the inevitable verbena grew, surrounded by whitewashed tires. She grinned when she saw her first TV antenna atop an unpainted Negro house.
Susan Windham is the Sydney Morning Herald's literary editor, and she's read the first chapter. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hello, Patricia. Thank you.
What did you think of the chapter?
I thought it was beautiful. I thought it instantly took you into that countryside of Alabama as the train travels through. It, even though it's now in the third person rather than being narrated by Scout as it was when she was younger in the first book, it still captures her strong southern accent and her feisty nature. I think it's a lovely introduction. It's quite a slow, delicate way into the book, but it leaves you wondering what happens next, that's for sure.
Any idea what the title means?
It's a quote from the Bible, from Isaiah, and I don't know exactly what it means, and I certainly don't know what the relevance is to this story. To Kill a Mockingbird isn't an obvious title either, although it is explained in that book. So I think we'll have to find out as we read.
So the public release date is next Tuesday. Have you got a chance to read any more of it, or are you just on the one chapter?
No, they won't let us see another word until next week.
They're really extreme about it, aren't they?
Yes, it's been a very, very controlled process, which you can understand. You know, it is probably the publishing event of the year, if not the decade, and longer for some people who've been waiting. You know, it's Harper Lee's only other book besides To Kill a Mockingbird, which has sold 40 million copies around the world since it was published in 1960. So it's a huge thing.
Well, let's go into that history. She wrote it before To Kill a Mockingbird, and it was rejected.
Yeah, well, no, it was accepted by her agent. She was a new writer, and she presented this to her agent, and who was sending it off to a publisher for her. And they accepted it as she wrote. But once the agent had read it all, she said, look, I think this might work better if you cut away all the parts of it that are set in the 1950s, where the adult Scout is looking back at her childhood, and just tell the events of her childhood, these dramatic events of the rape trial that her father conducts and Boo Radley, the neighbour who they're all frightened of, and just go back to the 1930s. And I think it was probably a very good decision. So Go Set a Watchman sat in a drawer somewhere for all this time since the late 50s, and I think it was more or less forgotten. I think Harper Lee hadn't forgotten she wrote it, but never really thought it would be published. And her sister had been looking after her affairs and protecting her from any intrusion until she died last year. And a lawyer decided, with Harper Lee's consent and agreement, that this should go public. And there's been some discussion about whether that's the right thing to do or not. But I think it's actually a wonderful discovery for her fans and for scholars to see where that beloved book, To Kill a Mockingbird, began and grew out of this bigger story.
So Tuesday, we can get our hands on it.
Tuesday morning, you can go to your bookshop and they will have copies.
They better have a lot of them, because I imagine there'll be some high demand.
Well, I think there have been 20 million copies published, printed in the US, and some smaller number for the UK and Australia. But I think they'll have the presses running for a long time.
They certainly will. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Susan. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Patricia. Bye.
And that's Susan Windham. She's from the Sydney Morning Herald. She's the literary editor. And the release date, as we were just saying, for Harper Lee's Go Set a Watchman is next Tuesday, July the 14th. I'm sure you can get it anywhere. People will be wanting to sell this one. It's one of those that you won't mind selling.